This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Minims Atropine. Active ingredient, atropine sulfate monohydrate. This leaflet provides important information about using Minims Atropine. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Minims Atropine. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Minims Atropine? Minims Atropine contains the active ingredient atropine sulfate monohydrate. Minims Atropine belongs to a class of medicines called antimuscarinic agents. Minims Atropine is used to temporarily dilate, enlarge the pupil of the eye and to stop the movement of the muscles that change the shape of the lens. It is usually used at the beginning of an eye examination, so that your doctor can examine your eye. What should I know before I use Minims Atropine? Warnings. Do not use Minims Atropine if you are allergic to atropine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have, or suspect you have, angle closure glaucoma, high pressure in the eye. Atropine can increase the pressure in the eye. Check with your doctor if you have had an allergy to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. You have any other medical conditions, especially glaucoma, high pressure in the eye, Down syndrome, or albinism, a condition where there is no or very little color in the hair, skin, and eyes. Keratoconus, a condition where the clear surface on the front of the eye, cornea, becomes thin and cone-shaped. Synechiae, abnormal sticking between the iris and lens. The weather or room temperature is hot. You are aged 65 years or older. You take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? This medicine has been developed for use in the eye only. It should not be swallowed or injected. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Children. Check with your doctor before using Minims Atropine in children. Children may be more likely to experience side effects to atropine. Minims Atropine is not recommended in infants aged less than 3 months. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Minims Atropine may interfere with each other. These medicines may be affected by Minims Atropine, or may affect how well it works. These include medicines to treat glaucoma, a class of medicines called anticholinergic drugs which are commonly used to treat asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, stomach and gut problems, incontinence, depression, allergies, Parkinson's disease and mental illness. Medicines used to treat muscle weakness. Potassium citrate and potassium supplements. Medicines to treat vomiting and nausea. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Minims Atropine. How do I use Minims Atropine? Your doctor will normally instill the drops into your eyes for you. If your doctor instructs you to instill the drops, please follow the directions below. How much to use? Use Minims Atropine only when prescribed by your doctor. Your doctor will tell you how often to use the eye drops, and how many drops to use each time. The usual dose is one drop instilled into the eye. How to use Minims Atropine? If you are wearing contact lenses, remove them before putting the drops in your eye. You may find it easier to put drops in your eye while you are sitting or lying down. If you are instilling your own drops, then follow these steps to use the eye drops. 1. Wash your hands well with soap and water. 2. Shake the container. 3. Break the seal. 4. Hold the container upside down in one hand between your thumb and forefinger. 5. Using your other hand, gently pull down your lower eyelid to form a pouch or pocket. 6. Tilt your head back and look up. 7. Put the tip of the container close to your lower eyelid. Do not let it touch your eye. 8. Release the required number of drops into the pouch or pocket formed between your eye and eyelid by gently squeezing the container. 9. Close your eye. Do not blink or rub your eye. 10. While your eye is closed, place your index finger against the inside corner of your eye and press against your nose for about 2 minutes. This is very important when administering to children. This will help to stop the medicine from draining through the tear duct to the nose and throat, from where it can be absorbed into other parts of your body. 11. Repeat steps 4 to 10 for the other eye if needed. 12. Throw away any eye drops left in the container. 13. Wait at least 15 minutes before replacing your contact lenses. If you use too much minimizatropine. If you think that you have used too much minimizatropine, you may need urgent medical attention. Accidental swallowing of the solution is unlikely to cause any bad side effects due to the low content of atropine. If you think that you or anyone else may have swallowed minimizatropine or used too much minimizatropine, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center in Australia, phone 1-3-1-1-2-6, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using minimizatropine? Things you should do. If you have any irritation, pain, swelling, excessive tear production, or light sensitivity while using the eye drops, flush the treated eye s with lots of water, room temperature for at least 15 minutes. Stop using the eye drops and contact your doctor. Things you should not do. Do not use this medicine to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give this medicine to anyone else, even if you think they have the same condition as you. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how minimizatropine affects you. Minimizatropine generally does not cause any problems with your ability to drive the car, or use machines. However, it may cause blurred vision for a short time, when it is instilled into the eye. Allow enough time to regain clear vision before driving or using machines. Looking after your medicine. Keep the unopened eye drops in a refrigerator, 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, where children cannot reach them. Do not freeze the eye drops or expose them to strong light. When to discard your medicine. Discard each single dose unit and any remaining solution in it immediately after use. Do not save unused contents. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop using the eye drops, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Eyes. Blurred vision. Local irritation, stinging, or the feeling of having something in the eye. Red, itchy, or watery eyes. Red, itchy, swollen eyelids, or skin. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Symptoms of narrow angle glaucoma, such as nausea, sudden severe eye and head pain, blurred or sudden loss of vision, red eyes, halos around lights. Symptoms of an allergic reaction, such as shortness of breath, wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue or other parts of the body, rash, itching or hives on the skin. Symptoms of harmful effects throughout the body, systemic toxicity, such as dryness of the mouth and skin, flushing, fever, rash, thirst, fast heart rate, irritability, hyperactivity, poor balance or muscle control, confusion, drowsiness, hallucinations, delirium. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Some side effects, for example, an increase in the pressure of the eye, can only be found when your doctor or optometrist does tests from time to time. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects online. In Australia, go to www.tga.gov.au/reportingproblems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What minimizatropine contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Atropine sulfate monohydrate, 1% weight by volume. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Purified water. Hydrochloric acid. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. The eye drops do not contain any preservatives. What minimizatropine looks like. Minimizatropine comes in single dose units, tubes containing 0.5 milliliters of a clear, colorless solution. Each tube is wrapped in a polyester/paper blister. The blisters are packed in cartons of 20 units, Ostar 3, 2, 2, 5, 6. Who distributes minimizatropine? In Australia, minimizatropine is supplied by Bush, Ann, Lom, Australia Pty Ltd. Level 2, 12 Help Street. Chatswood, New South Wales 2067. Phone 1-800-251-150. This leaflet was prepared in January 2025.